Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. I'm going to easily conclude the fifth chapter today called Falling into Grace, and I will wait until tomorrow to start chapter six. And I'll tell you a little about that as we go today. I'm at the bottom of 52, reading the last paragraph. On the day of his resurrection, Jesus appeared to two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus. This 7-mile journey from Jerusalem becomes one of utmost importance, not only to them, but to all of us, as Jesus blinds their eyes from knowing who he is so that he can reveal himself in a most marvelous way. Rather than show his hands and his feet, which would convince them that he is Jesus, he does this in Luke 24:27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus used the Old Testament to bring substance to the shadows, giving them a personal revelation as to who he was. This is awesome because Jesus was using scriptures that are still in our Old Testament. If he pointed them out, we can point them out. Better yet, if they saw Jesus through the scriptures, we too can see Jesus through the scriptures. Hallelujah. Where we often make our mistake is when we take the Old Testament and preach it as if the cross never happened. When we treat the Old Covenant this way, we are doing damage to the finished work of Christ by placing the burden of living the Old Covenant on the backs of people. Jesus came to fulfill all the demands of the law, and praise God, he did it. I am unashamed to say that I am now radical about God's grace. I have become convinced that this message truly is the power of God unto salvation, and it doesn't end there. Where many pulpits preach God's grace as the answer for sinners, they then preach law and works for the believers. Paul disagreed, and so do I. Look at the next verse after the infamous not ashamed of the gospel statement, Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Only within the preaching of the grace of God is the righteousness of God revealed. When someone places faith in Christ, he is born again. After this, he does not reveal God's righteousness by a rigid set of moral instructions and laws. Rather, he shines forth his righteousness from faith to faith. In other words, the same faith and grace that saved you is the same faith and grace that will lead you to live the way a Christian should live. Being a radical about the grace of God is necessary in this hour where only the radical voice can be heard. Throughout history, change has been affected by men and women who continue to shout about and talk about what others view as no big deal. It is often necessary for someone to, quote unquote, go overboard in order for the rest of the world to pay attention. I believe this is why Paul presented grace so radically in his epistles. It was necessary to be radical about grace in a church culture so enamored with works and law. I hope that now you can see that we are what we are only by God's grace. All our goodness and blessing, our health and our wholeness, our joy and peace are because of the wonderful, marvelous grace of God. We have all of these things because of our Christ within us. He is not only our Savior, our Lord, and our friend. He is truly our grace. Paul said of himself in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am what I am. You too can rest assured that whatever you will become, you will be that way because of the grace of God. One of the reasons that you may be reading this book is because you have an issue in your life that you desperately want rid of, or perhaps you feel bound by religion and weary of works, and someone put this in your hands to give you freedom and hope. Either way, when it is all said and done, we can all proclaim that it is only by God's grace that we become what we become. Since Jesus paid for everything at Calvary, all of our transformation is in the hands of God's grace. And due to those nail scars, they are very capable hands. Has this chapter seemed a bit radical? If so, I respond, good, mission accomplished. It is going to take a return to Pauline principles regarding redemption and sanctification to become the people we are all so desperate to be. That return has been longed for and desired by many generations, and I am so excited to be a part of it now. My friend, I believe that if something is to be done to change our direction, it must be done quickly and radically. People are depending on it and on us. Are you ready? I'll stop there. Tomorrow I'll pick up the beginning of chapter 6 called The Scripture That Changed My Life from page 55. We've been reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.